Welcome to Young Black Misses, the podcast for newly married women. Let's have a conversation about wife life, from love, friendship, money, food, and everything in between. Relax, and let's get started. Welcome to another episode of Young Black Misses. I'm your host, Morgan F., and today I chat with someone that has way too many similarities to me. We even have the same name, but of course, we spell it different. I'm chatting with Morgan, who is newly married and also just started her travel business. So we talk about having it all and how to prioritize your business, your boss business, and wifehood, ultimately knowing that our biggest priority is our husband. I can't wait for you to hear this conversation I have with Morgan, so stay tuned for that in the main event. But first, let's just get into a couple segments. Thanks so much for listening. Shaking my curls, I'm shaking my curls, I'm shaking my curls, shaking my curls, I'm shaking my curls, I'm shaking my curls, I'm shaking my curls. Shaking my curls. So you'll hear a further discussion of this topic in the main event. But I'm going to shake my curls at having it all. The notion of having it all. And I really think it's all about choices. Choices and priorities, which I guess can be the same. If you want to take vacations and you have to make choices. Oh, as I minister to you, oh, I minister to myself. If you want to have vacations, you have to make choices of what you're not going to do to be able to afford those vacations, right? Unless you just got it like that, I suppose. But for most of us, we have to make choices to get where we want. And I feel like that's the biggest way for you to accomplish the having it all mindset. Because you're not going to be able to have everything, but you're going to have the things that you really need. And I think that's so important. And I definitely want you to stay tuned to hear what our guest Morgan has to say about this topic as well. All right. Hello, I have a special guest with me on the main event. Morgan, say hi.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Miss Lady? It's so nice to meet you, to chat about your love story. And we have a few things in common beside our names, you know what I'm saying?
So, right.
I know, like, our moms were like real cute with the E's and the spelling, so they know what they was doing. But tell my listeners a little bit more about you.
Yes, yeah, so like she said, I'm another Morgan. I currently live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm from a little small town called Martinsville, Virginia. Not really much there. We got a Walmart. We got a Chick-fil-A. We're doing good to have the Chick-fil-A, but like no mall or anything like that. But that's where my family is. Currently, my 9-to-5, I'm a school-based therapist. And so I work with adolescents, primarily elementary school aged. I also just recently launched a travel business. Of course, I am a wife. I've been married to my amazing husband since April of 2021. So yeah, we don't have any little ones yet, but hopefully, you know, soon.
Oh, she's my amazing husband. Is she glue? Yeah, she freshly, she knew. I still talk about my husband like that. Let me not even front. Okay, so I want to unpack some things. I really, like, 2021 is when you got married. How long were you guys dating? Tell me a little bit about your love story as I sit back and enjoy.
Okay. So I think that our story is very unique. So back in 2019, I was working at a small college in Virginia in admissions counseling. And there was this chocolate student that would come in my office all the time. one of my coworkers, he was best friends with her husband. So he would come in there to see her a lot. But of course, he would say hello. Like I said, I was working and he was a senior at the college. And so, I mean, I won't check in for him or anything, but you know, he did catch my eye. Then one day we were in the office and my coworker, she was like, "Hey, do you talk to anybody?" I'm like, "Why is she asking me this?" I was like, "No, but why do you ask?" She kind of just left me hanging and never did really answer my question. Until the next day when we got to work, I was like, "Hey, why did you ask that?" And she was like, "Josh was interested." I was like, okay. And so I was like, "What's his Instagram? I'm gonna follow him." And so I followed him on Instagram and he slid in my DMs. He spelled my name wrong. He was like, "Morgan." I'm like, none of that. It's Morghen. So I had to correct him. He ended up inviting me out to eat on a double date with the coworker and her husband, and then, you know, us two. It was a great date, to say the least, even though it was a double date. I am the type of person where I will pick somebody to shred. Like, I would find something wrong with everybody. But when I left that date, like, I kid you not, I called my friends and I was like, "I don't have nothing to say about this man." So that was new to me. And so we continued to go out on dates. We were pretty much together nonstop from that point on. I did end up leaving the college. I had plans to leave, so I couldn't work there. I was dating a student. And let's see. So we officially, I guess, started dating in January of 2020. He proposed August of 2020, so only 6 months of dating. And a lot of people were like, you know, you don't hear that often. A lot of people were dating a lot, you know, date a lot longer than that. So of course we had some naysayers, some haters, even like my parents, you know, when he asked for their permission, my mom was like, "It's kind of early, you know, it's kind of soon. Don't you think you're rushing?" And so ironically, we moved to Charlotte together. It was June 31st of 2020. And he literally proposed the next day, August the 1st of 2020. And so, yeah.
Wow. Girl, what a tale. I was in a situation where I was talking. Well, I would, that's a strong word. There was somebody I was working with and he was a client and he kind of hit on me. And I was like, "This is inappropriate." Mm-hmm. And then I kept looking for him because I was like doing like recruitment. And I was like, "This is inappropriate, but at least if nothing else, I can make sure he has a job, you know?" That's all I could do. I mean, like you said, jockey, yeah. Very, very, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I get it. Like you said, I had to leave that let school. Mm-hmm. So just for the record, I wasn't at school. So that's beautiful. Right. But you said you met him in 2019. So I get it. Cause that's fast for, you know, millennials or you look a little younger than me, yeah, but you know, that's fast. So how did you know, like, yeah, that's my husband.
So I always say that I felt like everybody that I dated or casually dated, talked to, whatever we call it nowadays, I had to pretty much make them to be what it was that I wanted to be. You know, I needed my partner to be. With him, that was not the case. He came with everything. It was almost as like he aligned with my goals. Like he wasn't going to hold me back from my goals. You know what I mean? And he was just overall an amazing man. And I always ask him, like, "How did you know that I was the one? And why did you want to propose after 6 months?" And he was like, "Oh, what was I going to wait for?" And I'm like, okay.
okay is right. Oh, what was I going to wait for? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, that's beautiful. And so you have to tell me a little bit about the proposal.
Okay.
I know you said, you know, the next day you got there, so he probably wasn't familiar with the city, but like, what happened?
No. So, we, like I said, we had moved in on the 31st. So our families, we thought that both of our families were spending the night, you know, in Charlotte after the move, but only his side of the family spent the night, and my family had ended up driving back. So unfortunately, my family wasn't at the proposal. It was his family. But we had all planned to go out to dinner the next day. And so we went out to dinner. We went to a hibachi restaurant, and we're sitting around the table, and him and his mom, they staged an argument. I thought the argument was real. It was something totally off the wall about like who was gonna pay for his little brother's food. And they started going back and forth. They planned this whole argument now. So I'm sitting at the table, I'm hangry, I'm mad as is, because we already waiting for our chef to come to the table. I'm like, here y'all are arguing. Y'all think I'm about to get up and leave? Absolutely not. I'm about to sit here and eat. And so he gets up from the table and he walks outside. A couple minutes pass, his brothers both get up and they go outside after him. And so then, like I said, I'm still sitting waiting for the chef to come so I can eat my food. His other brother comes back in and he's like, hey, Josh wants you to come outside. So as I'm walking outside, his brother hands me a handwritten note from him. And I walk outside and he's on one knee. My best friend is out there and photographer is out there. And yeah.
So he had it together. Ooh, with
Yep,
the
he planned it.
photographer. Oh,
Yeah.
that's beautiful. See, was it good that you were frustrated? 'Cause you was like, oh, what the heck is going on?
I think yes and no. Yes, because I absolutely didn't have any idea. No, because I was so bent out of shape and thinking that I'm not gonna eat. I couldn't even gather my emotions to cry. I was just so overwhelmed. But the crazy part about it was earlier that week, one of my close friends does nails. And she was like, hey, I need you to, she texted me, she's like, hey, I need you to come over. I'm gonna do your nails for free, something I'm just like trying out or something like that, she said. And so I had got my nails done that week before the move, all because Josh had set it up. He had created a group chat with like all of my friends, and she was doing my nails for the proposal, and I had not one clue.
Yeah, me and my mom call that ring ready. Got to get ring ready. Okay. 'Cause she knows it. She just said, girl, just get ring ready. 'Cause I rarely polish my nails. I'm like, okay, get ring ready. That was, anyways. Oh my goodness. I love it when a plan comes together, right? And the photographer, that's my favorite part. Like the photographer, that's chef's kiss. You know what I'm saying? The argument would have ticked me off. I'm like, what is really going on? But you know
I'm
what?
telling you.
It
I'm like,
worked
I'm
though.
worried about this food.
Right. Now, I liked what you had said earlier about your husband being aligned with your goals, which kind of makes me think you had mentioned you're a travel agent. So when did you start that business and how, you know, kind of how is that going so far being newly married?
So my travel agent business is relatively new to the public. Let me say that. I have always been, first of all, we travel a lot. Even before Joshua, I traveled. I enjoyed, you know, going different places. But I've always kind of been the facilitator or the planner for, you know, my friends, you know, my girls' trips, and just any type of trip that I was going on. I was usually the planner, or I had some type of hand in planning. I also like did it for my friends. They would hit me up and be like, hey, where can I go for like X amount of money? And so I've been doing it all along. Actually, back in maybe I would say about 2018, 2019, I actually tried to launch the business at that time, but I was in graduate school and things just did not work out at that point in time. So I figured when I got the chance again, I was going to launch. And so now we have millennial memories with Morgan. And like I said, it's just now picking up off of the ground, but we're ready to get it
I feel you, girl. One
started.
consultant to another, get it off the ground, get it off the
Yeah.
ground. So when you're moving forward in your business, and I know just for me personally, even like with this podcast, like I don't think I've ever said this on a podcast, but this podcast started when I was on my honeymoon overlooking like, where were we? Italy. Like I'm trying to think specifically.
Wow.
Somewhere outside of Florence. I just don't remember the exact little spot, overlooking like the clouds and whatever, just the sun and whatever, the atmosphere, if you will. And I'm like, I want to start a podcast. And my husband is sitting there with me and just going, we're going through that whole conversation of how to, like, he was my soundboard. Can you relate to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like he has, every time I've mentioned it, he has just been so supportive, and he's like, you know, babe, go for it, like whatever it is you need, I got you. And I am just so appreciative of that. Even to the point last week, I was working on a quote for someone. It may have been earlier this week, I can't even remember, all my days run together, but I was working on a quote for someone, and I realized, you know, working on this business and being an entrepreneur has taken away some time from, you know, the time that we spent together. I had to make sacrifices. And so I was up here in my little office where, you know, where my desk is and stuff, and I was working, and I was like, okay, maybe I should take my laptop downstairs and kind of do both. But we kind of just had a conversation about, you know, how things would change because I am taking on this business. And he was just very understanding. He was like, babe, you know, I know. He's like, I knew that you were taking this on. I knew that when you were taking this on, that things were gonna change. And so, yeah, like I said, I mean, he has been supportive every step of the way thus far.
Ooh, see, that's so valuable that you had that conversation, because people don't do that. People don't think like, oh, you know, there's a light, there's a big lifestyle or a big change, you know, significant change. How do we cope with that? You know, so how are you coping with that? Because, you know, you're working a 9 to 5, you said that, but you got your side baby, you know what I'm saying? You're busy, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all are, but like, you're busy, and then you have to figure out, okay, I'm a wife. What am I supposed to do? You know?
Yes, absolutely.
How are you balancing that?
Planning every single day. Thankfully, with doing therapy, my job is extremely flexible, and so I can schedule things according to my needs as well as my clients' needs. But yeah, I cut out time during my day to devote to my clients and my therapy business. I cut out time to devote to my travel business, and I also have scheduled time to devote to my husband. I make my list every single day, but at the same time, like, yes, I have these other things going on. I still realize that my priority is my husband. So if I ever get to the point where I have to drop everything and tend to him, I will absolutely do that
Yeah.
with no hesitation.
And I feel like I, when you were saying that, when I was saying the busy thing, I think about that quote, like, you know, you can't have it all. And it stings me sometimes, because I view myself as very creative, and I like to do a lot of things. I'm good at a lot of things. I know that. And I don't mean to sound cocky when I say it, but I'm sure Morgan, you are too. I mean, we're Morgans, you know, hair flip. You feel me? Okay. So what do you think about that? What do you, when people say you can't have it all, what do you think about that?
I feel like you can have it all. You got to make time for it. You might have to make some sacrifices, but I feel like it can be done. Like I said, you just have to know what to give your time and your energy to, and how much time and energy you have to devote to it. For instance, one day, I might need to be a wife 75% of the day and be a travel agent, you know, the other 25% of the day. One day, my husband might have to, you know, we have to fall back a little bit, and I might have to devote other time to being a therapist. So I feel like, you know, we have to juggle that. Like, that's a part of our role as being partners, is you know, understanding that things come up and things shift. So you know, just dealing with things that come up in life.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I, like I said, I do a lot of things, and I feel like my sweet husband is just like, I mean, he's literally over there cooking dinner, trying to get it together. Cause you, and I feel like that's one thing I've learned. It's coming on 4 years of marriage. It's like,
Congratulations.
thank you. You gotta be a partner, you know, you gotta be a partner to your spouse. And I always feel like that he was my friend first, right? So it's just having that friendship, somebody like legitimately cares about you and wants to see you do well, which I feel like your boo is the same way. That's again, chef's kiss. You know what I'm saying? Okay. if you don't have anything else to share about being a boss entrepreneur, I want to play a quick game of marry, date, or dump. There's my questions.
Okay.
All righty. So I'm going to give you three topics. You tell me which one you want to marry, which one you want to date, which one you want to dump. I'm
Okay.
trying to decide which one I want to do first based on which. We'll just do this since you say you like to plan. We didn't even really get to talk about your wedding, so hopefully you'll tell me a little bit about that in this too.
Okay.
So planning a trip, like maybe a honeymoon or like maybe for your client, whatever, planning your wedding or planning a date night, which one you marry in, which one you date in, which one you dump in.
All right. I think I'm going to marry planning a date. I'm going to date. That's right. I'm going to date planning a wedding, and I'm gonna dump planning the trip. I'm not sure if I would swap though. dating planning the trip if the trip was for us.
Yeah, if the trip is for
And
you, then
okay,
yeah.
if the trip was for me, then I would date planning the trip and dump planning a wedding.
We have to unpack that. Because
Okay.
I loved planning my wedding. Like, you
Ooh.
planned the honeymoon, which
Okay.
I don't know if I appreciate that because I feel like he left out some details. Baby, I love you. You listening. But yeah, he did. You know, he's just not like us. You know, we're like thinking about a
Young
baby.
man.
He was far out somewhere. But like, what about the wedding in particular? Like, bye, never again.
Okay, we didn't have a wedding.
Okay.
Well, we went to the courthouse with our family and friends. We did dress up, and then we got pictures taken and we went to dinner with our families after. The reason for that is because we were in the process of purchasing a home that we have now been in for almost a year. So we knew that that was one of our goals. That was one of our that was one of our priorities. And at that moment in time, there was no way that we were going to plan the wedding of our dreams as well as purchase this house. And so we did have to put that on the back burner. We're actually talking about it now. We're talking about, doing a vow renewal at year five. My dream is to do a destination wedding. Also, it was in the middle of COVID too. And so trying to plan something would, it just would have been a headache.
Yeah, like 2021.
And
Yeah.
so we are, we are putting it back on the table and we're looking at it again.
That's this really smart, like, financial move, you know? Because I did get my house maybe what, 6 to 8 months afterwards. Is that maybe that sound right? We're gonna go with that. Or I'm sorry, my. Our house, 6 to 8 months afterwards. But you're right. Like, if I had to do it again, just thinking about how much the wedding was, even back then, so I can't even imagine how much it was now. Couple like this time last year, we had wedding planners on. They said the average wedding is like 30K. I was like,
Crazy. Yes.
so you know, that's a chunk. That's a nice little chunk for a down payment or you know to
Indeed.
use towards furniture or whatever, because that's a car, because I
Yes,
did have to
yes.
buy a car after I got married. That was rough. That was part of the house money, but you know, so that's interesting. But okay, I had to get that little tidbit because I had thought maybe you didn't have a wedding. I don't know, I had thought just because it was kind of quick. I'm like, how do you plan that quick? That's why I was like, we didn't talk about your wedding. Okay. Now tell me if you know these shows, because then you're really like a Morgan for me. You feel me? Insecure, RIP, Harlem, or Girlfriends, RIP.
Yeah, so I do know all three of those shows.
Perfect.
Okay. So I'm doing the marry, dump, and date
Marry,
with
date,
those.
or dump.
Date and dump.
Yes.
Okay. I am going to marry Harlem. I really enjoyed that. And I heard on your other podcast that We don't know if the second
It's
season
coming
is
back.
coming out.
See you breaking news.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. I saw it still when
Yes.
I looked on. I should have came back and said that at the end because I looked it up. Like, oh my gosh, what? It's not coming back. Huh? Thank you for listening, by the way. Yeah,
Of course.
it's got a little dash on the IMDb. Like it still is continuing, so it hasn't
Okay,
gotten
that's
canceled
good news.
yet. So.
Yes, so I really enjoyed that. I don't say date Insecure because I was really into Insecure the first season, like when it first launched, but after that I kind of didn't really pay too much attention to it, so that's why I'm gonna date that. And I'm gonna dump Girlfriends because I never really got into Girlfriends. And I love the old school shows, but
Yeah.
that's been one that I haven't really gotten into.
I feel you, girl. I feel you, girl. I don't know. I'm Team Issa Rae all day. I'm excited for sorry for cussing, rap shit to be over so I can binge it and see, and just watch it in its entirety. That as well will save me from having to pay for HBO 2 months in a row because I bet it's gonna last 2 months. I was like, oh, maybe I'll get it next month when it's halfway over. And then if I don't like it, then but I'm sure it's great. So I'll have to swing that one into rotation for my questions. Okay, last one. Where am I at? You're probably familiar with this one. You talked a lot about your girlfriends, so I want to know what's most important: me time, hubby time, or girlfriend time?
Ooh,
Married
that's a
date or
tough one.
dump? I didn't even, you listened before, so you already know. You can do what you want to do here.
I know, but that's hard. So I'm gonna marry hubby time. I'm definitely
Oh,
marrying
you
hubby time.
especially married, girl.
I am going to date me time, and I'm gonna dump girl time.
You know what? We won't tell your friends because they know you. They got you.
Hey, it happens. I hope that I marry hubby time for the rest of our marriage, for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
But that me time is also very important too.
Is. It's true. I have heard, your husband is your best friend. I don't know if I per se agree with that all the time, but I mean, he up there for me. He's up there for me, because sometimes I'll be like, you girl. I keep my circle super tight, like, just a few people in this core, right? The outer is okay. But the boo has to be, I won't say the center of it all, but like, he there.
Top tier,
Yeah, top tier. I love it. Okay. Morgan, it's been awesome chatting with you. Please let my listeners know
Likewise.
how we can support you, stay in contact with you.
Of course. So I have a travel group on Facebook and it is titled Millennial Memories. In that group, I post deals, tips and tricks. I do giveaways from time to time. So definitely plug into the group. Also on IG, I am at Morgan Chantel. So at MorganShontaeL underscore.
Hey now, and I will have that in the show notes as well if you didn't catch it for whatever reason. She said it nice and slow. All right, listeners, we are going on to the positive tip, but Morgan, you stay there. What I love so much about Morgan's story is that she knows what her priorities are. She knows that her man is first, but she knows she enjoys travel and helping her clients through her therapy business. And so she's focused in on the things that matter most to her. And when things are out of line, she focuses in on how to get them back in line. I think that is so important. So thanks so much, Morgan, for chatting with me. And also, just in case you were wondering, Harlem is coming back for season two. Just I feel like I had people up in arms a little bit for my last couple guests. But I do have some news. Guys, this is our last episode. This is the finale episode for a while. Season four in the books, baby. And as you know, I always start my seasons in January, but I might sprinkle a couple bonus episodes because that is a little far away. But As always, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Young Black Misses, and check out the podcast. That's what I'll be working on in the meantime. I'll be working on check out the website. That's what I'll be working on in the meantime. I'll be working on the website and really diving into that. And I may have some surprises in the meantime. So yeah, definitely check out my website, youngblackmisses.com. Gonna be having more content coming to you there while I'm on hiatus. Hiatus, just a hiatus from the podcast itself. Really wanna get some more great women to share their love stories and share more about them, because that is the goal of this podcast, is to continue to share love stories of newly married women. So as always, there's so many episodes, so feel free to share this content with your friends, because there are so many episodes, you know, and we're almost at 100, and I want to do something big and special for that, and I just need a little time to get it all together. All right, thank you so much for listening, and until next time, which I don't know when will that be. I don't want to say it'll be in January, because nah, it's not going to be in January, but you probably won't hear from me for at least a month. You know, September is my anniversary month, so at least a month. All right, y'all. All right, until next time. Peace.